The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
You know, I was wondering that too, because the mall is still open, but like sections of it are completely shut down. There's a huge part that became a Macy's. And they made this huge deal out of it a few years back when it was Macy's all of a sudden. It used to be other stores nobody ever heard of, probably. But it's all boarded up now.
Right.
It's just like something out of an apocalypse movie or something.
I want Rick from TC Paintball to buy a mall. And we can just have like wars.
Dude, paintball inside the mall?
Right.
Oh, dude, that would be amazing. All the escalators and stuff. And,
yeah.
Oh, dude,
we can call
that's a good idea.
We can call it Paint Mall.
That is a great idea. Man, I got to play paintball again. That was fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you were an easy target. No offense, but you don't move well.
Well, yeah, and especially when I'm, like, out and you keep shooting me, you bastard.
Kenny, are you still fasting?
I was trying the intermittent fasting, and it didn't really help. But this whole past week, I've been doing something called the Daniel Fast, fruits, vegetables, water only. And I've never done that in my life. Like, no bread, no meat.
That's a bitch.
Dude, it's weird, but, like, I'm feeling better than I ever have in my entire life, and I've lost, like, 12 pounds.
I was reading I was reading a story by the campfire in between rounds of picking up sticks over the weekend. And I forget what country, I forget how long ago, it was when photos were black and white. Some guy, I think it was in England, UK maybe, he agreed to go on a 7-day no food fast.
Wow.
Okay. And after 7 days, he said, I feel great. Let's keep it going. And he set a record for 1 year and 1 month of not eating solid food at all. He had water and maybe some coffee creamer, and that was it. And he just survived on his fat. And after 13 months, he went from like 430 to 180.
How is that even possible? What?
Well,
that's blowing
body,
my mind right now.
His body, you can do that. Once you get past the urge to eat, your body will rid itself of the desire to consume once you get over the hump. Okay? And then the body will then chew away at that fat to get your brain the necessary glycogen or glucose or whatever the fuck it is order to function. So
wait, how fat was this guy?
Well, he's like I said, he was like 425, 430.
Oh, that's more than I weigh. I was like, man, I should try to break his record.
Well, I mean, still though, you could hammer this because you're not that big, but I'll bet you if you just threw in 3 hard months of no food, you'd be able to see your cock.
Oh, man, I'd love to see that thing again. It's been a long time.
Oh, I know. It's rough. That's too bad, man. Your little button dick.
you talk about the NFKs, and I'm like, wait, at least he can find his.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. All right. Well, Kenny the Punisher, we'll be watching for your assaults on whatever businesses you take a run at today. It's always good to see you go after it.
Man, that's funny. And guess what I actually bought at Walmart yesterday? A Punisher t-shirt.
Oh, yes.
I bought 2 sizes, though, because I'm like, all right, I'm going down a size very soon. So I can't wear this one yet, but that's my goal. So
Right now, I'm at 17 hours of not eating.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I ate last night at 6 p.m.
Nice, nice. So, like, okay, are you trying to actually cut some weight right now?
Cut fat.
Yeah.
So I'll cut the fat, but I'm starting to lift weights, so I won't drop that much.
Right, right.
I won't look like, you know, I don't want to have that fat gut dad bod thing going on.
This all started because of that under the chin picture that you did?
One of many things. My general appearance I'm not happy with. I'm not comfortable with how I look right now.
Oh, man, you would hate yourself if you were me.
Well, that's a thing. We're different people, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, it's real good talking to you, Kenny. God damn it.
You too, man. It's been a long time.
All right. Have a good day, and hope everything's going well.
All right, you too, man. Take care.
There you go. Bye. That's that. Kenny the Punisher. Beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Corey writes, great pause. Oh, I'm a master of the pause. Like I was telling you, Jeff over at Ray's Barbecue Blues and Brews, just outside of Fear Bunker North, he cornered me when I was there for the canoe festival or the canoe race. And he goes, hey, I really like you on Q100. I go, hey, I appreciate that. He goes, you take your time when you talk. It's like, you know, you don't fill every second of space with your voice. It's almost like you're a classic rock version of Paul Harvey. He goes, I mean that in the best way. I go, well, that, of course it is. That's one of the most legendary names in the history of the medium. Of course I would take that well. That's a wonderful compliment. Uncle Christians says, easy. I do 30 minutes on the elliptical machine, 10 on the rowing machine, and 10 on the bike at the gym. That's awesome. For this round, this phase I'm in, and I simply call it that because I'll probably fail, I'm going strictly strength, lifting weights. I want to see how I do with that. It's been a long time since I've put in some hard weightlifting, making my muscles burn. Any type of aerobic work I do will simply be walking around the block with the dogs. Corey says, it's like all your audio filters turn off when you talk on the phone. I don't know what that means. Uncle Christian says, man cow fills every second with his voice. Boo. Yeah, I don't, I can't do that shit. Sometimes if I'm talking too much, I can feel it. I'm like, yeah, your pacing is all fucked up. Corey says, go back and listen to it. You'll hear it. Well, when I turn on this mic to get his phone, now my voice is going through two mics. It's going through this one. The other one is a different microphone, thus producing the sound anomaly that you are referencing. All right. By the way, this show right now is being heard on Facebook and YouTube. I'm going to kick you guys out. But before I do want to get a couple things, tip you off that tomorrow is a Big Fraud Wednesday with Who Are These Free Beers? Where Ben Glaze and I will be reviewing recent episodes of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, one of America's most popular radio shows. The most recent ratings, which I just saw came out. Let's see. I can share this with you. This is incredible. We had gotten these types of ratings for a long, long time, but I don't know if they were ever this high. But what I've talked about before is ratings are a little bit different now because you can still have a very, very high percentage of audience, which is a share, but overall, less people listening. Does that make sense? Let's see here. You know, I don't have this. I thought I had it, but I don't. Anyway, well over a 30 share, I believe, in men something. Some ridiculous, ridiculous rating. Incredible numbers. So I don't see any change. They'll be making any change to what they're doing. So we're going to get a lot of those moments. What is in the fridge? The candle recall moment, the raindrop name. I just got a new updated intro to Who Are These Free Beers from Chris Perry. Just sent it my way. I really appreciate him doing this. He puts in a lot of hard work. So I figured I'd share that with you now. This is the latest intro to Who Are These Free Beers.
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
You don't know where I've been!
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
After the break, the most chilling radio moment of the year. Fridge or no fridge for hot sauce. The heat is on. This is the Free Beer and Howling Show.
Who are these free beers?
Okay, so there's a lot going on there. I don't know what was going on with Greg doing that crazy voice.
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
That's when he yelled at Kelly and made her cry and said, go out in the hall and cry, little girl.
You don't know where I've been!
Okay, that might be one of the most annoying things I've ever heard. And then this actually happened. This was a serious conversation on the show. When we come back, this happens.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
We covered that a few episodes ago. You give us an item, or we'll tell you an item and tell you if it goes in the fridge. I don't know. A1, ketchup, pickles, cool.
After the break, the most chilling radio moment of the year. Fridge or no fridge for hot sauce. The heat is on. This is the Free Beer and Howling Show.
Who are these free beers?
Uncle Christian's. Is that my pal Blatt? This is as cringe as Hackwright. I just had a realization. That's Blatt, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know Blatt, Blatt is the guy that I do Who Are These Broadcasters with once a week on the Who Are These Podcast Network. This is one of the sweetest people on the planet. And Christian and I have been having so much fun. Well, we have from the get-go. Uncle Christian says, I'm not Blatt the cowlick. Oh, well, that makes this weird. I don't know. I don't know who the fuck is who. But anyway, if it is, I am DeWired Christian. Oh, yes. Okay. So when Blatt and I do the show, Who Are These Broadcasters? There's handfuls of people that watch. It's not that well attended. It's getting better, though, I have to admit. You know, we used to get like 60, 70 people on our live stream, but now we usually finish with upwards about 130, 140. So the show's starting to be, supported more. One of the people that enjoys it is DeWired Christian. And he's hilarious. He's one of several people that make comments on there. And similar to this show, when you get comments, they go to the front of the line if they're funny. Chris says, Eric, why don't you tell them how YouTube comments work every single time? What the fuck are you talking about? Bob says, today, Freeburn Outwings talked about the hot new sex toys for guys. Uncle Christian says, JFK head chunk is funnier. A JFK head chunk is a riot, goddammit. Ugh. Some of the jokes on the chat when we do who are these broadcasters, God damn, really, really fantastic. All right, well, welcome. You see, that's how we do it. And then while you're enjoying that show, I mentioned this show. Here you are. Boom. We're in business. With 38 other amazing audience members just like you to this catastrophe. So thank you. All right, where was I? There's several things I have to do. First of all, I'm kicking out the Facebook and YouTube audience. Thank you so much for being here. Sign up for Patreon. I appreciate it. 7 days free can be yours when you sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Full show, this full show, which there's plenty more podcasting left on this show, is available on Twitch. So you go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live and then follow it. And then, you know, you got your username. You can subscribe to the channel and you watch without commercials. And that's how I do it uninterrupted on Twitch. Audio podcast of this show available wherever you download shows. All right. Follow me on Cameo, cameo.com/Eric Zane. I know that's a lot. I sometimes feel bad at the amount of legwork that I have to do to like telling you where to go, things you need to listen for, my sponsors. But quite literally, I can't do this without them. On a day like today, I've just chatted for an hour and a half virtually, and I, outside of the intro with Impact Power Sports, I have not really talked about any sponsors, which means I still have seven more to talk about before now and the end of the show. The only alternative to that is either don't get paid or beg. And since there are a few members of the Who Are These Podcast universe that are enjoying the show right now, it's a perfect opportunity for me to tell you the story of Aaron Imholt. Steel Toe is what his nickname is. He does a show called, I don't even know what it's called. I think it's called the Steel Toe Podcast or Steel Toe Show. I don't know the history of the name Steel Toe. I don't know where that comes from. I will tell you this. When I was on the radio on Free Beer and Hot Wings, one of the teeny tiny markets that we would broadcast the show to for free, might I add, we give them the show, they give us the opportunity to sell advertising, was St. Cloud, Minnesota. And the show did really well on a station called Rev 95 or some shit like that. I don't know. And then we heard through the grapevine that there was another show that signed on in St. Cloud called the Steel Toe Morning Show. And we heard through the grapevine that this guy was talking shit about us. And so we listened and we laughed. We said, whatever. And that's about it. That's the end of what I knew about him. Then I find out that Carl from Who Are These Podcasts is talking about him and has become pals with him. So I go, oh, wow. So by default, I interacted with him on a few podcasts and it seemed okay. And then somebody reached out to me who's in the Who Are These Podcasts universe. What the fuck is his name? Soft Weekly. Corey reached out to me. He goes, hey, we got to rip this Steel Toe guy a new asshole. I go, why? He says, because he sucks cock. I go, well, I mean, so what? I mean, who doesn't? You know, I mean, I don't know if I want to do that. He goes, well, everybody hates him. Everybody's turned on him. I go, well, Carl hasn't turned on him. I don't know if I want to do that. You know, Carl's kind of a big deal in our circles. I mean, he engages me, and if he's a friend of Carl's, I don't want to alienate anybody. I don't want any part of this. But it got me curious, so I watched this guy's show. And he does a show every day, and he used to do it twice a day. He would do like 2-3 hours in the morning and then 2-3 hours in the evening of a show. And on his show, he would do talk about shit going on in the world or things going on in his life. I guess not different than what I do. Not that different. But then he would say, okay, and instead of sponsors, he would beg. He'd say, all right, we're trying to hit a goal of $350 to do this show. If we hit $350, I'll go an extra half hour. So, okay. But he does it every day, and he was doing it twice a day. Or he would beg, solicit, and like he would have like a dish like you have at church, like as a prop, you know, holding out a cup like he's busking on the street. And then he had ways for people to send money along, which, you know, who doesn't have that? I mean, I have that, but I don't even talk about it. On like Twitch, I guess you can do that with bits and stars on Facebook and super chats and shit like that. But I find that there are many ways to make money, but I don't want the whole show to be me talking about ways to make money. It's bad enough that I ask you to pay for Patreon. Well, I shouldn't say bad. I mean, I give you something for it, but whatever, whatever works, I guess. So that worked for the guy, I guess. But I was like, how is this going to be sustainable? That this steel toe character, I mean, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking that. I didn't say anything. And then finally, for some reason, I couldn't figure out why. Carl's told me, but I forgot. Carl got pissed off at him and threw him under the bus. So now they've been fighting ever since. And of all the people, in my opinion, that you don't want to have calling you out for bullshit, it would have to be Carl. Carl and anyone associated with Who Are These Podcasts. Because of the ability to highlight that in the special way that they do. And so with great frequency, Carl ridicules the steel toe guy. And it's some of the funniest shit you could possibly imagine. And I think the steel toe guy still goes after Carl. But that just makes it more enjoyable. It turns into quite a war between them. I actually don't have the time. I honestly don't have the time to get involved in it. Because the focus of my show is not at all about any of that. If I'm going to talk about anything on my show, I'm going to talk about me. And that takes up all of my time. In order for me to talk about all these other shows, I would have to pay attention to those shows. And I can barely pay attention to me. So I can't really get into it. All I know is that the way that guy operates sounds fucked up. Jeremy says, so you don't want to go down the Stut Joe path of money making. Stuttering John, yes. Dwyer Christian says, remember, reality is an illusion. The universe is a hologram by gold. Again, I don't even know what the fuck that means. If Aaron attacks Kaylee, blood will spill. Who's Kaylee? I don't know. Is that one of the ladies that is on Carl's show? Blind Mike Project mocks his bit and gets thousands. LOL. Yes, Carl did tell me about that. Blind Mike did a mocking parody of it and made like a ton of cash. Tukey does a great Aaron impression. Nick knows Steel Toe's wife left him for a coke-fueled thruple. I do remember that. Kaylee is Lucy Tightbox. Oh, okay. That, you know what? That makes sense. Now I get it. Well, that would make me upset because, to me, she's salt of the earth. I love her. One of the prettiest young ladies on the planet. Just an absolute charmer. I have interacted with her once. And this is what the interaction went like. Because the last time, it was when I went to Detroit for show number 2 last year. Show number 1, I was there and it was Christian. No, it was EZ and Carl and the guy who went by the name of Croge. I don't think is around that much these days. And I don't know what happened. I don't ever ask those questions. Croge was there. And a woman was with Croge. And we're backstage and everybody's getting drunk and I'm having like coffee and eating a piece of pizza. And Croge is with this lady. I go, hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you. I go, I'm Eric. And she says, I'm Bukkake Queen. I think that's what she said. And I go, what? Yeah, that's what I go by, Bukkake Queen. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Well, Bukkake Queen, it's nice to meet you. And she seemed like real aggressive. And so I kind of thought that that might be like a real thing. So, okay. All right. And who knows? Fast forward to last year. I, as you know, forget names, forget faces. I don't know who the what the fuck is up or down. I've managed to keep most of the people together because I've seen them enough, unless there's someone new. And I go walking up to the merch table, and Carl's wife is there. Her name is Jenny. Hey, Jenny, how are you? Oh, it's good to see you, Eric. And there's this tall, super attractive woman next to him. Next to her, I should say. And she has dark hair, and it's kind of up, like almost looks like business professional. And she has a like a dress on, and it has it's cropped so there aren't sleeves, but it's super cute, and long arms, I should say long arm sleeve tattoos, and but just looks both professional and biker, and I don't know, just something about her. She's just really, really charming. And I take one look at her. I go, oh, hey. And I thought I knew her. I thought it was Bukkake Queen. So Tyler writes, knowing EZ's proclivity for forgetting names, I'm hoping he saw this chick again and said, don't tell me Gang Bang Goddess. Christian says, then you see the ink all over Lucy's legs. Yeah, maybe it wasn't on her arms. Maybe it was on her legs. I don't know, but I remember tattoos. I remember tattoos. Very, very lovely and just looked smart and charming. So I see her and I go, ah, hey, are you the Bukkake lady? And she just goes, no. No, I'm not the Bukkake lady. I'm Lucy Tightbox. I go, oh, well, nice to meet you. And I go, and actually said, I go, you know, you are absolutely stunning. You look absolutely stunning. I'm telling you that right now. You are an absolute beauty. So despite the fact that I called her the Bukkake lady, I dismissed that and didn't overreact like I was an idiot and gave her a very nice compliment. So we hit it off right there. I'll tell you right now, if we were both single, and I have no idea if she's single or married, I don't know. I don't care. We would have absolutely gone out for coffee and pie afterward. I would have asked her out right there. I said, look, you're just lovely to look at. Can I just... I'll buy you a piece of pie and coffee just for half an hour to look at you and have a conversation. Is that possible? Can you grant me that? So it was a wonderful interaction. She's absolutely lovely. She's funny. But I had forgotten her name was Kaylee. So when you said Kaylee, I go, who the fuck is Kaylee? What the fuck are you talking about? I think she will be, at least I guess, I would guess she's going to be in Detroit when we do the show live, and I forget when that is. October, maybe? You all should get together and go to that fucking show, okay? I need all the help I can get. People boo me when I'm there. I need someone to laugh with courtesy laughs on some of those jokes that I come up with, because my jokes suck. The only thing I'm ever good at is off-the-cuff shit or making an ass out of myself. Kenny says, this needs to be an intro line on dating apps. Quote, you are absolutely lovely to look at. Can I buy you a piece of pie and a coffee or something so I can spend half an hour just looking at you? That's the easy charm, okay? I got that from my dad. My dad at 90 can still spits game. You wouldn't believe it. He's unbelievable. It's fantastic. That's our median, man. I'm telling you. Mason Blues says, have Ben write you some jokes. The kids call that Riz. Okay. I'll take your word for it. All right. So we're all going to die. And if you just die, that's going to be a disaster because you don't have your estate in order. And that means so much more than just a will about who gets your shit. Now, I don't care if you're single with no plans of ever getting married or...
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Whatever. You still need an estate plan. Otherwise, everything you have is going to go into probate. And that means people can get their hands on your shit who don't deserve it, or you don't want them to have their hands on your shit. Case in point, let's say you got a house and a little bit of money saved up, and at some point you die. You might think, well, I got it all in order. I got my will. That tells who gets what. You need more than that, okay? You need a trust. You need estate-wise, that's the company, estate planning. You can find them at estate, estate-wise.com. Anyone in the U.S. can reach out to Zach over at EstateWise. Now, he's licensed. He's not licensed in every place, but he has people in every place that can help you. So all I want you to do is reach out to Zach, 616-540-7544. Or you can email him, zach.estatewise@gmail.com. You get all these things in place with a rock-solid estate plan, trust, wills, things like that. All of your assets appropriately taken care of. What you're going to skip is something known as probate, which your stuff gets locked up in there. And then the next thing you know, you got some disgruntled family member trying to get a piece of your shit, and they just might get it. A well-crafted estate plan will help you avoid the time-consuming and costly probate process that the family will have to go through, allows for a smoother transition of your assets, and provides for privacy. Probate is in the public court system. You do it this way, all that is kept between you and your family. Okay, this is very, very important. This is something that no one thinks about. And a lot of my sponsors are people who work in these type of industries with these types of services. Stuff you don't always think about. What could happen? Invariably, what is going to happen to you? So everybody can take advantage of this. I want you to reach out to Zach today and say hello. 616-540-7544. In fact, do me this solid. Bust out your phone and text 616-540-7544. That is Zach's cell phone. Send him a text that says, Zach, EZ is talking about estate planning right now. One day I'm going to call you and get this done. Will you please do that for me? Because when he sees this, he's like, God damn, the EZ show is happening. He just knows the message is getting heard. All right? So that's what I want you to do right now. Bust out your phone. Hit 616-540-7544. Zach, Z-A-C-K, not Z-A-C-H. Zach, EZ is talking about you, about estate planning. My name is Tyler. I'll be getting in touch with you in the future. All you got to do. Will you do me that favor? I don't think that's asking too much. There you go. David in Hudsonville says, I'm on board. This has been on my list for a while. I just did this with him. You do it all online, phone conversation, online, box check, go over the materials. On the day of the big signing, you drive to his place. He's got a notary there. Sign, sign, sign. In fact, I'm doing that. I'm doing my signing next week. I've got everything in place. It's fucking fantastic. Rock solid. All right. Chris says, what number again? I'll give you that number again. You bust out your text machine. You go 616-540-7544. Hey, Zach, EZ is talking about you. In the future, I'm going to be one of your customers. Signed, your future customer, Chris. That's all you got to do. You will help me like you wouldn't believe. Because then he's like, God damn, this podcast is killing it. And it is. I mean, come on now. What other Twitch stream can you get 30 people losing their minds over what I'm delivering? The Wired Christian says, clip this. Clip what? Uncle Christian says, unless you hate the family, let them clean up your mess. Yeah, that is true. You know, even if you have no kids or no family, your money's still got to go somewhere. It could be the local animal shelter. That's all in your trust. All right. Talked about Impact Power Sports. Thank you. A&E Heating and Cooling, the immortal Joe Martinez, 616-516-8579. We're getting to that point of the year when it's tune up your furnace time. You don't want to miss this ever. You get your furnace tuned up right about now. You get your AC tuned up when it starts to get warmer with A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. That is the number to call. Get on a schedule today with Joe Martinez. If you're looking for a home, you got to get pre-approved. Buy now, refinance later. From anywhere in the U.S. with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. That's what you do. 231-332-6505 for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. Let's get into Matthew Perry. I haven't yet talked about this. The story broke late last week or during the weekend, and I wanted to get to it, and it just kind of fell off my radar. The fact that when he died, he was in a ketamine stupor. Everybody was like, wait a minute. Well, he was getting that ketamine therapy, which sounds fucked up, frankly. Ketamine, a very, very powerful medicine. A lot of times people use it when they're, you know, under anesthesia. But they've come up with a way that it is used for people who are like depressed all the time. And the problem with that is he, Matthew Perry, being an addict, it's usually not the best thing to go to controlled substances when it comes to dealing with other problems. I've had to deal with this firsthand with my addiction to alcohol. When it comes to any type of antidepressants, I take non-habit-forming medicine. I avoid cold medicines with alcohol, things like that. And any type of therapy that involved any type of controlled substances, it's very, very risky. Like even when I donated the kidney, the medicine that they put me on, you know, they did give me pain medicine. And unfortunately, I had to take medicine that was addictive. Norco, does that sound about right? Well, and oddly enough, when I took it, I developed a strong reaction to it, which it wasn't fighting the pain, and I just would start vomiting violently. So here I am, a day and a half removed from getting a kidney ripped out. I got the staples in my stomach like a cesarean section, and I'm on fucking regular Tylenol. Ugh. So typically when it's not the greatest idea to get taking a medicine that could make you addicted. And that's exactly what this idiot did. Matthew Perry. All the while writing a book saying, hey, everybody, it's good to be clean. I've turned it around. If anybody announces that they're clean or they're sober, don't believe them. Okay, even if I say it, don't believe me. Just always assume that I'm drunk. That's probably a safer bet. Now, I haven't been. But typically, people who are addicted were the most manipulative, most cunning, lying sons of bitches you'll ever meet. All right? And it's fucking ridiculous. The things that we will do. We'll lie to your face all the fucking time. And so it doesn't surprise me that he died the way he did with a ton of ketamine in his system. So he went ahead after getting the ketamine infusion therapy, and then the docs looked at his body and they said, all right, dude, this does not look right. He's got so much in his system that you don't get that much from getting the ketamine therapy. It's a fraction of that. What the fuck happened? So they started this investigation. And they found out that five people were involved in this. This is a whole fucking network of people, including a doctor and some chick who they called like the ketamine queen. And so now three of them have pled guilty, and I think they flipped because they're going after the other two. They're going after you had the person who was distributing it and getting it, but this ketamine queen and this doc are the ones that they're really going to lay the lumber to. Okay? And so you get the three that flip on them and then going after the other two, and that's pretty much going to do it. It took a while for this all to come to fruition, though. As soon as they started to figure out, okay, he was taking illegal ketamine, Matthew Perry's assistant, Kenneth Iwamasa, and acquaintance Eric Fleming worked with doctors Salvador Plasencia and Mark Chavez and drug dealer Yasvin Sanga to obtain thousands of dollars worth of ketamine to the actor. Iwamasa, Chavez, and Fleming have all agreed to plead guilty to the charges brought against them. The other two have pleaded not guilty. Sanga, known as Ketamine Queen, kept a stash house of the substance in North Hollywood while urgent care doctor Plasencia worked to provide Perry with the drug despite being aware of his struggles with substance abuse. Can you imagine being such a fucking loser doctor? You spend all that time becoming a doctor, okay? Granted, just an urgent care physician. A lot of times you get these urgent care physicians, they're new doctors, maybe fresh out of their, you know, their residency, and they're finally just a doctor for the first time. They might be a resident doctor and then an emergency room doctor, or urgent care doctor, before they might even open up a general practice or something like that in their late 30s with millions of dollars in student loan debt. And then they freak out and decide, God damn it, what the fuck did I get this all this education for? I got to make some more money. I'm going to deal drugs. God damn it. Unscrupulous doctors are a dime a dozen. Quote, they knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry, but they did it anyways. In the end, these defendants were more interested in profiting off of Mr. Perry than caring for his well-being. So the fact that these scumbag assistants didn't put the brakes on it and got him access to the medicine, to the drugs like that, they should be, I mean, they pled guilty, but I mean, they should do some serious time. And the other two should be charged with as close as you can get to murder, I would guess. The court documents further detailed the coded messages that those charged used to discuss ketamine, sourcing and supplying it to Perry, as well as drug deals, alluding to the substance with language such as cans and Dr. Pepper in one specific instance. Placentia texted Chavez about a ketamine purchase with the intent to sell to victim MP, later identified as Perry. Placentia wrote to Chavez, quote, I wonder how much this moron will pay. Let's find out. Oh, my God. According to the indictment, Perry himself would inject himself with the drug, but also taught one of his assistants, Iowa Massa, how to do it. According to additional court documents released on August 16th, Perry's last words to Iowa Massa were, shoot me up with a big one. Referencing a large dose of ketamine, I keep saying it wrong, before requesting his assistant to prepare the jacuzzi. Yeah, there's no question. This is a dumb thing. This is a dumb death, completely preventable. Such a shame. So there you go. Matthew Perry. Completely preventable death. Corey describes this as manslaughter. Probably. Christian says doctors spend their entire life paying off college debt and push big pharma. They conspired in murder. Corey says they charged the doc that killed Michael Jackson, so how is this any different? Well, yeah, there you go. Chris says, weren't you just on Tylenol the first couple days by mistake? No. When I gave the kidney away, it hurt so goddamn bad when I woke up. And the doc comes in, Dr. Grish. Well, Eric, how are you? I go, not too good, Grish. It feels like you left a scalpel in me. Is that possible? No, it's not. Okay, well, I'm in a lot of pain. How are the pain meds working? What pain meds? Do you know if you're on pain meds? I go, I haven't taken any pain meds. I go, I took a couple Tylenol. He holds up the record. He looks at it. Nurse! Nurse! Get in here! And then nurse gets in there, and they give me like an oral pills, and then like in my IV. They put some type of really fast-acting liquid painkiller, and it was so quick how the pain subsided. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And they just left, and I was ready to go for a fucking walk after that. That was unbelievable. That was the only time I've ever been in any type of surgery in my entire life. And when it was all starting, before even anything happened, they come walking in, and the anesthesiologist is there, and in front of him is another doctor with a consent form. And they're rolling another one has a video camera. They go, we need to make sure you want to do this. You have the option to get out of the kidney donation. Do you want to get out of it? I said, no. Say it to the camera. Tell them what you want. I do want to go through with giving my kidney away. Okay. We need you to sign this consent form. They shoot video of me signing the consent form. Okay. Now that that's out of the way, then they can start doping me up. And he says, Doc says, okay, this is going to be like you're intoxicated. I said, well, that's been a long time. And then a light bulb clicked, and he goes, really? He says, are you a friend of Bill W? I said, I am. I said, you must be too. And he says, I am. I go, really? How long have you been friends? And he goes, about 6, 7, 8 years, somewhere around there. I go, oh. And at the time, let's see, 96. At the time, it was 24 years. I go, it's been 24 years since I've known Bill. And he says, that's great. That's great. Keep coming back. I said, yeah. Don't worry about the past. Don't think about the past. It'll make you sad. Don't think about the future. It'll make you scared. Keep it between the lines. One day at a time, God damn it. Tyler says, would you have been nervous if he said one day? Yeah. So then he puts the medicine in. And I'll never forget, because the curtain that was in front of us, the privacy curtain, it was blue and it had squiggly lines, like 1 inch up, 1 inch down, 1 inch up, all the way across it. That's the whole pattern. And as the medicine went in, within seconds, the pattern started to move to some degree. And I was like, And Diana's looking at me and I go, whoa, oh no. And she goes, oh boy. I go, this is weird. So immediately, another world. They wheel me out. We're going to the operating room. We go by the guy I'm giving the kidney away to. He's sitting there. His name's Jeffrey. He's about to die. Like, no shit. He's about to die. He's days away from death if we don't do anything. And I'm going, what's up, man? Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. I'll see you on the other side, bitch. Yes, Jeffrey. Fuck you, man. Yeah. Motherfucker. Go fuck yourself. Let's go, guy. Let's go, bitch. That was fucking great. They're wheeling me in. And we get into the operating room and everybody's paying attention to me. And that's heaven for me. You know, imagine me, an attention whore, getting just that. So you've got high-level docs, several doctors, several high-level nurses, very young nursing students, physician students, interns. And what I never forget is the young women, they all are masked up and scrubbed up. And their eyes, they look very young. And what I noticed was how beautiful their eyes were. These young women. So I'm like trying to flirt with them. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on? Yeah, hey, how you doing? Yeah. And they're trying not to pay attention to me. And then I heard this countdown. And they go, all right, at the end of this countdown, that's it. Lights go out. And that happened. Next thing I know, I'm waking up. Many hours have passed. Grish calls Pooh Bear, says, all right, it's over. Come on back. He's coming out of anesthesia. I'm waking up. She's sitting right there. I go, hey, how long have you been here? She goes, oh, about 45 minutes. Is it over? Yes. I go, oh, my God. That is the weirdest thing in the world. It was incredible. Walked out of there. The next day. Little trip down memory lane. There's so much more to that story, but for another day, because I'm done podcasting for now. We do have the asshole of the day. So if you have any thoughts as to who can be the asshole of the day today, by all means, nominate. someone I may have talked about or something, entity, person, place, or thing. I don't know. Whatever you want. Hello to my friends at Blue Frost IT. They provide technical support whenever I get in the weeds. You can find them at bluefrostit.com, which looks like Blue Froze Tit. 616-285-50. Another one of my sponsors of promoting something that you just don't think about, and that is life insurance. So, you know, whether you're single, whether you have a family, whether you're about to have a family, you should get your life insured. Okay, this is important. God forbid if you leave this world and there's nothing left for your loved ones. Depending on your age and health status, you can get into a life insurance policy for next to nothing. I've been buying life insurance since before I got married. I just had another policy run out, and I just purchased another one with Frank Fuss. So the way it works for me, when you buy an insurance policy at my age, you know, I'm no spring chicken, but I still managed to get a super preferred policy. So my age puts me at about $160 a month. If I kick the bucket between now and 84 years old, Pooh Bear gets a no questions asked $250,000 check. And that's not bad. So it varies from person to person. I'm sure you'll pay less because most of you are younger than I am. But what I want you to do right now is reach out to Frank Fuss. He is the insurance expert of record on this show. You can find him at buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. He can also help you with any other type of insurance from no matter where you are in the U.S. Car, life, home, Medicare. That's when you get old, Social Security, planning for all that shit. He does everything. And everything that Frank does, you don't pay for. Frank is a broker. He puts you in front of insurance policies. The insurance companies pay Frank. His services to you, the public, are free. Something to think about on the Eric Zane Show podcast. And last but not least, racing this weekend at Berlin Raceway. The season is getting long in the tooth. It ends in September. So think about getting out to the track. Buy your tickets online for just $14 at BerlinRaceway.com. They are my official sponsor of the show. $14 for a ticket. The kids are free. The parking is free. You're going to watch great half-mile track, short track racing at Berlin Raceway. Bring in a cooler with all of your goodies, your snacks, no booze, no glass. They have all that there, though. They have all the booze you could possibly want at Berlin. Christian says the policy ran out because you lived too long. Correct. The first one I had. I had a, at the time, the one that just ran out, I bought when I was 34, and I just outlived it. So then I just spent the money on a 30-year deal, and that is the most you can get. In fact, after I turn 57, they will only sell you a 20-year policy, most insurance companies. So that's just something to think about. If you outlive the policy, great. In a perfect world, though, I croak the day before the policy, and then how this works is the $250,000 because I called estate-wise earlier, that's part of my estate and my beneficiaries on the policy. If Pooh Bear has kicked the bucket before me, it goes to my kids. So just when you think your life is up, but you're going five directions, you can't save a fucking nickel, you're living check to check, this is what I suggest you do. The first thing you need to do is what I just talked about on this show. Get your estate in order and get life insurance. Once you get that taken care of, then you can start to chip away on maybe getting out of debt or saving some fucking money. I suggest start $5 a week. And don't touch it, God damn it. You'd be surprised how much that'll pile up. Then every few weeks, increase it by a little bit. DeWire Christian says, I'm 53 and I've had 7 brushes with death. Wow. David in Hudsonville says, I texted Zach, looking forward to getting my trust set up. God damn right, man. Thank you. I appreciate anybody that did this. Cole says, did Freeburn Howlings ever mention your kidney donation? Don't remember if you were on speaking terms then. I was on speaking terms with Greg. We were texting quite a bit at that time. He wished me nothing but the best, and he was very, very sweet about it. That's why I was so confused when he threw me under the goddamn bus on the air and embarrassed me again. And I will never let that go, ever. We're done. Asshole of the day. I got a nomination for J.D. Vance. Why? He didn't know. What? Christian Blatt. I would never dream of making Christian Blatt an asshole of the day. Spotify. Bob says Spotify. Yeah, for what they did to the NFK. Not NFK. To KTP, Kenny the Punisher. It's a great idea because I don't know anybody else. I'm not really pissed off at anybody unless you can think of anybody. Kenny says Spotify for making it impossible to cancel. I don't know, Kenny. I just have a feeling it's operator error. I think you need to try on somebody else's computer. I can't shake it. I feel blessed, though, because Kenny just signed up for Patreon again. I don't know if it expired or what. I don't think you, it might have been a financial thing because I haven't pissed you off in a long time. But if you're choosing me over Spotify, that's fucking great. Kenny says he submitted a trouble ticket. Jeremy writes, I just canceled 3 months ago. It went just fine. I was on Patreon until Thursday. I had to redo it after the 15th. Oh, I see. All right. Dwyer says, fun-filled show. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's it. I'm done podcasting. I can't tell what's... I think that sounds okay, doesn't it? Okay, I'll talk to you on the Patreon. So, DeWired, I do a Patreon after this. It's a second podcast. I put up thousands of episodes on my Patreon, and you can get it for free for 7 days. Patreon.com/Eric Zink. There is, you have to put in a payment form, but then if you want, just cancel it right after, and you still get the 7 days free. So there you go. Twitch ads cut off easy. Yeah, you got to subscribe, ding dong. Okay, till next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.